The first topic that emerges for today from Chosdaf Beis Amid Aleph in Halacha Lamaisa is how do we paskin as far as the earliest time for Zman Kriya Shema, and what is the practical suggestion to do when people are davening Ma'ariv early. Let us start from the daf itself. Rashi on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, the Halacha Lamaisa already starts from Rashi. 5 lines into the narrow, Rashi is bothered by the following question. And in fact, Rashi's question is a question that exists for us today, halacha lemaisa. Rashi asks, since we paskin, and this is actually how we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, that the time of Kriya Shema is from Tzeis HaKochavim, brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen, Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph. Rashi asks, Imkein Lama Karanosa Bebeis HaKnesses, then why is it that we say it in shul earlier than Tzeis HaKochavim? It seems already in Rashi's time there were people who were saying Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, and they were davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rashi says, "Kedei lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, ulefichach chovah lanu lekrosam mishetechshach." And for that reason, one needs to repeat it again after Tzeis HaKochavim. The custom, according to Rashi, was to say Kriya Shema mitoch divrei, to say tefillah mitoch divrei Torah. That's why Kriya Shema was said earlier. But of course, it has to be said again, mishetechshach. Many will find that, of course, that this is how some follow today. However, if you take a look at the Rush, Rashi's opinion was taken so far that there were some who actually instituted a bracha to be said on Kriya Shema when one repeats it. In other words, if one davened Ma'ariv, let's say after Shkia, before Tzeis HaKochavim, and then repeated Kriya Shema later at night, the Rav Amram, quoted in the Rush in Simen Aleph, says that they made a bracha, Asher Kidshon Zasav Tzivanu, Al Kriya Shema, when they read it before they went to sleep. Tosos has many objections to the opinion of Rashi, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam writes about halfway through Tosos Dibar Maslo Meimasai, L'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Da Adarabba Ikra Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses, Da Adarabba Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikra. The primary Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema that is said in Shul. And it seems that Rabbeinu Tam would follow the opinion of those Tanoim that we had at the end of Beis Amid Aleph, that actually the time of Kriya Shema was actually earlier than Tzeis HaKochavim. This is fleshed out by the Ri, who develops this idea in Tosos about 10 lines before the wide. The Ri says, Alkeno Marida Vada Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikar, again against Rashi, Va'anu Shemispalin Arvis Mibod Yom, and our custom that we daven Ma'ariv when it's still daytime, it seems like it might have even been before Shkia, according to the Ri, Svirulan Kahani Tanoi De Gemari De Amri Mishah Shekidesh Hayom, that at the time that one can make Kiddush on Friday night, which is as early as Plaga Mincha, a couple of hours before Shkia, so then, in such a case, the Zman of Kriya Shema already starts. So we have the opinion of Rashi that seems to have ruled, like our Mishnah, that the time really starts from Tzeis HaKochavim, and we had opinions in the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis that made it earlier, that said that the Zman of Kriya Shema was earlier. It seemed that the Bali Tosos followed this opinion, that one is really Yotze from that period of time. The Rush splits his decision. On the one hand, he justifies the minhag of the Bali Tosos, yet at the same time he points out that on the pure halacha, Rashi seems to make more correct. At the end of the day, says the Rush, if you take a look at the Tanoim, who said that we could say Kriya Shema earlier, at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer on Beis Amid Beis, who said that we follow the early Zman, we don't ask in Rabbi Eliezer when there's a machlokas with him in Rabbi Yoshua, as well as we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. However, our minog is, in shul, to follow the lenient opinion of those Tanoim, even though we don't paskin like them lechatchila. In other words, according to the Rush, in shul, if they are davening, they are relying on the Tanoim early. they are relying on the Tanoim, who are the lenient opinion. According to the Rush, what would emerge is lechatchila, one should most definitely repeat Kriya Shema, because that is not the opinion that we follow lahalach.
This is how it is ruled in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Rai Shlam and Hey Sif Aleph, Zman Kriya Shema Belaila Mishas Yitzia Shlosha Kochavim, that one has to read Kriya Shema after three stars have come out. Therefore, even if the shul davens earlier, one would have to repeat Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim, and only according to the Bali Tosfos is there room to say that if you forgot or you didn't repeat Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim, that one was Mekayim at all the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rush then asks an interesting question that quotes a question was asked to Rav Haigon, and that is, what happens, as often occurs, that there is a minyan that davens Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim, and there is no other minyan? What's better, he asks? Is it better to daven with them and skip Kriya Shema? In other words, just daven Shemona Esrei and not read Kriya Shema at all? Or not to daven with them altogether? And the response of Rav Haigon was that in Eretz Yisrael, they do daven early, and what they do is they only daven, those who know, only daven Ma'ariv, and then they read Kriya Shema in the appropriate time, and he rules that at the end of the day, one is not in violation of the rule of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, because here is a Shas HaDchak, A. B, the Rush adds that we have the custom after the Bracha of Goal Yisrael to say other psukim. We say Hashkivenu here in Eretz Yisrael. Also in Chutz Laaretz they say Baruch Hashem, La'olam amen v'amen. So for those reasons, one should, according to Rav Haigon, ideally only daven Shemona Esrei. I know that my Rebbe Rav Shechter, that is what he does as well, when there is an early Ma'ariv minyan, so then he will daven, as I saw as a Talmud, he would daven Ma'ariv with the minyan, yet at the same time, Kriya Shema would be said later on with brachos. One has to be careful to remember to say Kriya Shema with brachos. The Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskil V'Imat Tzibur in Reish Lamed Hey quotes the Vilna Gaon in the Maaseh Rav, who says the Mutav L'Espalel Arvis Bizmana B'Yachid. It's better to daven Ma'ariv in its correct time. B'Yachid Im Iev Shalo L'Asof Asar Bizman Kriya Shema. If he can't get 10 together to say Kriya Shema. That he should wait to daven the entire tefillah. It seems from the Maaseh Rav, both the Shemona Esrei and the Kriya Shema should be said separately. There are many communities that do not follow this custom. There are many communities that do say Kriya Shema earlier. The simple approach from the Rush was to daven with the minyan, and then after davening with the minyan, making sure to say Kriya Shema after says HaKochavim. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im atzibur makdim lekros Kriya Shema b'vod yom, yikarei imam Kriya Shema b'yachasav, yispal aleihem, ukish yagi azman, korei Kriya Shema below brachos. He reads Kriya Shema without the brachos. So just to summarize the positions, the halacha about the Zman of Kriya Shema at night, the opinion of Rashi is that the Zman of Kriya Shema starts only with Tzeis HaKochavim. According to the Baalei Tosfos, the Ri, and possibly Rabbeinu Tam, we follow the lenient opinion of the Tanoim that say that the Zman of Kriya Shema actually starts early and definitely would be already after Shkia. The Rush makes mention of this opinion. However, the Rush tries to suggest that from Rav Haigon that one should try to follow the accepted opinion of the Tanoim that it follows after Tzeis HaKochavim. That is how it is ruled in Shulchan Aruch. And the Rush then even quotes Rav Haigon as saying that one should daven Shemona Esrei without Kriya Shema in an instance where a minyan is davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down this way. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that one should daven Ma'ariv with them, and then afterwards repeat
Kriya Shema. The Gra in the Be'er Halacha is quoted as saying that one should forego the actual minyan and daven in the correct time, be yechidus. Most do not follow this opinion of the Gra. One more point, the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel points out that the minhag of many, and I think to this day, Svaradim, are not even makbid to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. We will discuss the different opinions about when Ma'ariv should be daven, and many of them will daven after Plaga Mincha, as well as many Ashkenazim on Friday night will daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha as well. And then it is very common amongst Achenu HaSvaradim to daven Ma'ariv with the minyan, with Kriya Shema, even before the Shkia itself. Clearly, according to the Mechaber, one should be very careful to repeat Kriya Shema in such an instance. We did not discuss the halachos of Shemona Esrei, the appropriate time for Ma'ariv, which we'll discuss another opportunity, but these are the basic shitas halacha lemaisa in terms of the Zman of Kriya Shema. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is the other side of the coin, and that is the last time for Kriya Shema at night. What is the latest Zman? In our Mishnah, we learned that there is simple reading of our Mishnah is that there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Gamliel as far as what one should try to do. Does one need to try to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos? The Chachamim say yes because of the Siyag, and Rebbe Gamliel seems to say no. Later on, we will come back to an opinion that we had mentioned briefly in the Daf Yomi Shir itself of Rabbeinu Yonah, who disagrees with the above-mentioned approach, but this is the classic approach from the Bali Tosas all the way through the Rush, through the Beis Yosef, and the other Rishonim, that this is the Machlokas. If that's so, there are some Rishonim who claim, for example, the Rajba on Daf Ches, that even the Chachamim never meant to say that there is a pure din, lechatchila, one needs to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. This is brought down in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, Sif, at the end of Sif Aleph, as well as the Be'er Halacha quotes this opinion of the Rajba and the Rush in his Lashon, Desfirlu Delo Kaimlon Kechacham Dosus Yogat Chatzos, that both the Rajba Rush as well as the Shagas Aryeh hold that the halachi is that one is allowed to postpone the saying of Kriya Shema even until after Chatzos. However, this is not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The simple reading of our Gemara was that the Chachamim say that one needs to do Chatzos, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Chachamim. V'chatchila, says the Mechar Reish Lamed Hei Gimel, Tzarech Likros Kriya Shema Miyad. One needs to read Kriya Shema immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim, and we paskin like the Chachamim. The Be'er Halacha quotes those who say no, that it could very well be we don't even paskin like the Chachamim, and then one does not need to be makbid, but again, in Shulchan Aruch, that is what is assumed, despite the fact that there are many Rishonim who disagree on two different grounds. Number one, maybe we paskin like Rebbe Gamliel. And number two, even the Chachamim would agree that you're allowed to push off Kriya Shema as long as you're not going to eat or going to sleep. We know that there is a separate prohibition to eat before saying Kriya Shema. It should be noted that there is another reason to be makbid for Chatzos. And that is, it's not only because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to say that lechatchila one should say before Chatzos, but rather because of the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah that we had mentioned before. Rabbeinu Yonah understands that the Chachamim, once they made the siyag, they uprooted the entire mitzvah from after Chatzos. Hence, it could very well be, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, one would not be yotzei at all Kriya Shema after Chatzos. This whole idea that there is a din lechatchila of the Chachamim to say Kriya Shema specifically before Chatzos has also other halacha lemaisa implications. In a beautiful piece in a memorial volume for the Talmud Chacham, Rav Yosef Winevsky Zatzal, he was a blind man who used to learn in yeshiva, Rav Shechter brings out this idea of lechatchila and b'dieved when it comes to mitzvot, and it really starts the whole understanding of the chiluk between lechatchila and b'dieved, and certain mitzvot that applies to certain mitzvot it does not, really starts with a startling and beautiful shtickle Torah from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there seems to be a stira in psak lahalacha within the Rambam. Even though we have pointed out that lahalacha, most do not accept the position of Rabbeinu Yonah when it comes to Kriya Shema, although it's something to be taken into account when prioritizing the halacha lemaisa, the Rambam, when it comes to achilas kodshim, in Perek Yud, Hilchas Maisa Karbonos Halacha Yud, as well as in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perchez Halacha Tezvav, this is brought down in the Shi'urei Arav in Simin Tes, the Rambam seems to say that when it comes to Kodshim, once we made the Takana in our Mishnah, that you have to eat after Chatzos, Kodshim is only eaten until Chatzos. There isn't a halacha of Lechatchila and Bidieved. Once the Takana is made, the Takana is only until Chatzos. What's the difference between the two? When it comes to Kriya Shema, the Rambam has our split that we paskin la halacha like that Lechatchila is supposed to say Kriya Shema until Chatzos, and Bidieved afterwards. Yet, when it comes to Kachim, he's like this wild sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that says only until Chatzos. The Rav answered and said that there is a chiluk between, when it comes to the mitzvah on the gavra, on the individual, to have Kriya Shema. So there you could have a lichatchila and a bidyevet. However, when it comes to the requirement of Kachim, he says that's a halach in the cheftza of kachim. It's in halacha in the object of kachim. If it's halacha of the object of kachim, so then in such a case, he says that this halacha would not apply. The Rav explained that when it comes to a mitzvah on an individual, it's possible to say the rules of lichatchila and bidyevet. When I have an obligation to do something, lichatchila, I'm supposed to do it this way, bidyeved, I'm supposed to do it that way. However, if the mitzvah of kachim is not a pu'ula that a person is supposed to ideally do, but it is there to remove the iser of nosar, so that, and it is not a action that is a mitzvah on the individual, but it's a halacha in the chayfetz of kachim that's supposed to be finished, so either it's supposed to be finished at this time, or it's supposed to be finished at that time. The only time we can say lechatchilam b'dieved is where it's a chiyuv that's incumbent on the individual. If that's so, we understand the difference between Kriya Shema and Kodshim. This is not only a yesod in Lamdus. This is one of Rav Schechter's favorite yesodos, and he gives many examples, halacha lemaisa, where this comes up. Not quoting the Rav Shurim at all in the regard to the chiluk of kachim and Kriya Shema, Rav Schechter applies this to an interesting halacha in regards to the difference between Havdalah and Kiddush. The Tur writes, when it comes to the night of Pesach and Simin Tov Pei Vav, Rav Schechter quotes this in his article, Chatzu Dievet B'Mitzvah HaTorah, in that memorial volume that we mentioned, Ksonis Yosef, the halacha is that one needs to lechatchila drink the entire kos. When it comes to the night of Pesach, we do not rely on the rule of Rubo Kukulo. Yet when it comes to the Kiddush, the halacha is that one does not need to rely on There is no requirement of lechatchila drinking the entire kos. Rather, one can simply drink the base chiyuv, and there is no din lechatchila to drink the entire kos. Why would there be a difference between the two? According to the above hesber, one has the following understanding. And there are many, many other nafkaminas in this regard as well. But let's deal with when it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah versus the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, there is a chiyuv of the gavra to drink the kos. Then, lechatchila, one should drink the entire kos. B'dieved, you're yotzei on the rule of rubo kikulo. However, when it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah, that there is a requirement of ti'ima, but there in order for one to have bin yotze kiddush ala kos. However, there isn't a chiyuv of shtia like there is on the four kosos. Hence, there's a chiluk between lechatzila and bidyevet. Take a look. Rav Shechter has five or six other examples where we see this idea. What emerges then in our second topic, lahalacha, is the following, and that is that the zman in Shulchan Aruch of Kriya Shema is lechatzila until chatzos, bidyevet all the way till Neitz Hachama. There are some Rishonim that disagree. The Be'er Halacha quotes them. However, this is the accepted position, lehalacha. Then we pointed out that there is a very powerful position of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that once Chachamim made the Takan Til Chatzos, one is not Yotzei after Chatzos. This position of Rabbeinu Yonah is followed by the Rambam when it comes to Kachim, where he says that when it comes to Kachim, there is no lechatzila in bidyeved. The rationale that specifically by kachim there is no lechatzila in bidyeved, Rav Soloveitchik explained, dependent on whether there is a maisa mitzvah that needs to be done, then there's a lechatzila bidyeved. But if it's just a question of creating an appropriate circumstance, what is sometimes referred to as matir, or not to be over an isur, so then if Chazal were mesakin it, they were mesakin one way to do it, not with two different possibilities, there is no kiyum hamitzvah. This would explain why there is a din lechatchila when it comes to the night of Pesach to drink the entire kos, in contrast to when Kiddush and Avdalah, where one does not have that, because there is no mitzvah of drinking when it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah. It's a halacha that the kos needs to ima, but not a kiyum in the gavra of drinking, hence there would be no lechatchila and bidyevet.